Now for the Gnostic teaching.
The founding principle of our work, we want to cultivate compassion and love. And the motto that we always use is thelema. This word thelema seems willpower or the will of God. We are trying to do the will of God with our life, ultimately. Never our will, but the will of God. And this is why I was saying, that is your meditations, you must always be conscious or pray to your Divine Mother, to your Holy Spirit. Always, don't do the work out of your own wisdom or your own understanding or what your mind is telling you. The motto, the thing that we are really trying to go back to, it is God within ourselves. Right? We are not trying to glorify ourselves. This is why Jesus, even on the cross, said, let it be thy will. Let thy will be, always thy will be done. So we are trying to cultivate and grow ourselves into being the children of God who do the will of God. The will of God, not our will. And we want to accomplish the will of God by love. What is the one commandment that the Bible says? It's only one commandment. Which is what?
Love.
Only. And then it says, from love, then love your neighbor. So, you realize within love, all the Ten Commandments are in love.
And the fruit of the Spirit also.
All of them. And the fruit of the Spirit as well as?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was going to also talk about the fruit of the Spirit. So, by doing love, you are doing all of the spiritual work. Just by doing this, love, you are doing everything. Because out of love, would you have, the Ten Commandments? You must not fornicate, you must not kill, you must not anywhere. Would you do all of those things if you have love?
No.
So just by having love, you are accomplishing one of those Ten Commandments. And that's why Jesus said, what law? Okay, the new commandment I give unto you. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. With all your might, your heart, and your strength. Right? And then I'll show you the tree of life in which I am. Once you love God, all of those three aspects of yourself, yeah, it's easy for you to love all of humanity. Easy to be in primordial awareness. Easy. Because you are free. You are free from this basic mind.
So I'm gonna speak about something called the mind of enlightenment. And then I'll try and see how much I can cover with this teaching. It's quite a lot, but I will send it to you. I'll send you this teaching. It's about 5 pages. I think the last time we did it, Kazoom, I didn't recover most of it. So, the basics of our work, and as I was saying, it's a principle of love. We tend to cultivate love more than anything else. So, in the tree of life, there is something in us. Let's see, it's quoted in the Bible, in the Garden of Eden, that God, created Adam and Eve, he placed them in the Garden of Eden, and he said to them, of all the trees you can eat, but of this tree of good and knowledge, do not eat. And then after they ate of the tree of good and knowledge, they fell into sin, and God says, lest they eat of the tree of life and live forever, I tell my kid. So there's two trees, yes? One is the tree of good and evil, and the other one
knowledge
is...
Knowledge
of good and evil. Then? And then the other one is the tree of life. Ne? So, Genesis chapter 2, from verse 8, you can read the whole chapter. It says from verse 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the garden made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So you can read that for yourself. I don't want to go into the teaching of the actual tree of life, but I want to represent it here, Huluna, just as an introduction into Gnosis, so that you can understand your different bodies. So you have more than one body, Malumene. And in the Bible, in the book of Corinthians, so that in Netanina Abazalwane who believe Guti, the truth is only true, Masifunde Bible. Until so Karibula Bible, I'm not in that. It's not Abazalwane.
It's the only truth.
And I can say everything I want until I go into the Bible. I actually
want.
So in the book of 1 Corinthians 15, you must read it, and this is where we try to teach about our different bodies.
1 Corinthians
15. You can read the whole scripture, yeah? The whole chapter. But I'm going to concentrate from verse 38. So now laha so discuss ali imama haba pesa mo, you know, in different haba all of these things. So no, we are studying the Bible, and you won't be lying, Robert, because you are studying the Bible at a different level of consciousness. So it says in 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 38. Well, let's go from verse 37. And thou that which soweth, so he's talking about the resurrection. The whole chapter is about resurrection. Yeah? And then he says from verse 37, and that which thou soweth not that body that shall be, but bare grain, it may change of wheat or of some other grain. I'm not going to go into much detail about that. But God giveth it a body as it has pleased him, and every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one flesh of man. You can note that down. One flesh of beast, another flesh of fish, another flesh of birds. There is also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of a terrestrial is another. So I want this differentiation of bodies and glories. Ne? There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory. Ne? And then you can just go on in that chapter. But we are going to continuously go back into understanding the different bodies as they are explained in the Bible. So, he says there is one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon and another glory of the stars. So, is the glory of the
sun
and
moon and stars.
Okay. So, let us prove factually. Do you have a physical body? Oh, no.
Yes.
Okay, so this, I'm gonna plot these here, and then you can say yay or nay if they are true or not, okay?
Okay.
So, you all say you have a physical body. Do you guys have vitality, energy of moving around, sitting, standing, yes. Moving the physical body,
yes.
Around? Né? So, there's another body that is called the emotional body. The body that you have when you're in love, so say, when you're angry, when you're frustrated, your emotions. You realize that there is another aspect of you that is an emotional aspect. Yeah? And then there is another aspect of you that you used. Thinking, planning, going to your work, your thoughts, consciousness, literally your thought body, your thinking aspect, your capacity to interact logically with reason, right? So all of these bodies, you guys say, are factual. So let's see them. So this is physical. Body. And this is vital. Body. This is an emotional. Body. This is a mental body. So this emotional body is also called the astral body. And I open a kilekabuaka dimensions. And I just quickly showed you guys which dimensions all of these bodies are. So when you dream Malume tonight, you saw the last time you dreamt, you saw yourself only somewhere doing things, meeting people, only active. But your physicality was not there. But you're using a different body. It is called your astral emotional body. And this is why in our dreams, everything we experience, and there's a lot of emotion. Horror, terror, love, guilt. There's a lot of emotional energy. But all of that energy is mechanical. Immechanical. I'm going to go into the discovery. So these four bodies, these ones here, are lunar in nature. What does lunar say? What does the word lunar remind you of? Lunar. Lunar.
The galaxy.
Lunar, what part of the galaxy or stars or heaven? Particularly specific. Lunar, something that is lunar, it is something that is related to the
moon.
Anything that is lunar is related to the moon. Lunar eclipse.
Okay. Yeah.
A lunatic. This is the lunar launch. How about you say they were sending a man to the moon? That's why this is the lunar launch. Those spaceships, say I'm calling the moon. So anything that is lunar is related to the moon. These bodies, say, take four, are lunar in nature. And now Pulamo in the Bible says there is one body of the sun and body of the moon. Different bodies of the moon. So these are the bodies that we have that related to the moon. No? Above these bodies, there are different bodies within ourselves that we have. This is the body of the will. So every time your willpower is a fedile, or you have a certain will to do something, you are accessing this body. Your willpower. This is willpower. Yeah.
It's a choice. It's a choice.
Yeah.
You can say choice. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Willpower.
Yeah. Yeah. Willpower.
Power of choice.
The power of your choice.
As in the will.
What? You are. So you are born, you are getting out of this body state. Let's say you are so physically, emotionally, mentally. You can't even do it. But when you access this power, you are able to do all of these things again. It's a higher body. Like one recurring. Your willpower. So in the tree of life, this power is also called Tifereth, loving kindness. Compassion or beauty. We're gonna go into those other definitions. But what I understand, the psychological aspects are there. So this is a higher body. Like one, it's a higher body. Singular one does something, got pure willpower. That's not mount to Marahonumat. Ali a handicap, Marabe a successful person. Why? Their willpower is strong rather than their defect or disability. And we all have that. We have this capacity to build in us a very strong willpower beyond, higher than what we are incapable of doing. So how did you manage to do that, Kahle? You are not even educated.
Yeah.
You are not even this. Look at you. How did you manage to do that?
Sure.
You are now Baba Zali. How did you put yourself through university? How did you manage? How this is the body that comprehends or gets into a state of unity with God. This is the body that gets into the unity with divinity, this body here. I teach it differently to the other classes because they've accessed different levels of knowledge and teaching. But for Luna, but I understand what this is, your consciousness. So these two bodies are very important, and sometimes in that other class I use this and I say this is your consciousness as well, and I'm going to explain how does that come into being. And then this body is called your spirit body. Your spirit body, your own individual, particular inner God, or your own light, your monad. So, this can also be understood as your supreme soul.
Would it be Christ? Eh?
So, Christ is at a higher level, yeah. So, this is that monad, is your spirit. How do we work our soul? So how do we get body in?
Let's say our spirit.
Your actual spirit.
Okay.
So how do we work our spirit? Somehow we are addressing this body. It's called Atman body. Atman, this body. A monad. Your actual spirit. Spirit somehow. Spirit within you that is doing all of this work, all of this. And we're gonna get into this thing. I just want you to understand different bodies that you have. So, I said these bodies are lunar because they are moon. Ne? These bodies relate to the sun. There's three primary categories.
There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. So, there's three categories.
So, the divinity in you. So, in every culture in the world, all the cultures in the world, there's three primordial substances of existence. All of it. So, in the Eastern philosophy, they are called, in Kabbalah, they are called Keter, Chokmah, Binah. In different religions. You Christians, you call them Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. These three bodies are the essence of everything else. Existence comes from God. This is the God, this we call it the God particle. It has three elements to it. How many elements does the atom have? So we see this concept of three being replicated even in the physical world. Well, everything physical is made up of atoms. And inside an atom, there's only three particles. Positive, negative, neutral. They're primordial. Everything comes from that, from the three. So the principle of three is a principle of creation, creativity. But if you count, so if this is a principle of three, more, there's three. How many are here down here?
Six.
These ones, balang.
Give me three.
These
seven.
Seven.
Nine.
Then is it three? Mm-hmm. The rest here.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Never? What does this seven remind you of? Okay. What else? Seven. What else is another seven? That is significant, just
completion.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. What else is seven?
7 days of creation.
Yeah, you said that. What else? And you're not wrong. I'm just saying. What
seven
else?
7 days in a month, in a week.
Okay. Yes. Good. Mm. What else is seven?
Sunday, the seventh day.
Yeah.
It's part of the day. Seven days, I guess. Yeah. What else is seven?
Man will marry 7 days.
Yeah, trust a guy to go to that. So there's 7 days of creation, 7 days of the week. How about the seven chakras? How about the seven colors. Do you know the seven colors of the rainbow?
The rainbow.
So this principle of seven, wabana, it is then symbolized differently in different aspects of life. So the principle of three is the creative power.
Mm-hmm.
Which everything comes from the creative three. Creation is done by the power of three. Order, organization is ordered by the power of seven, the principle of seven. So the 7 days orders the order of Monday, order of one, it is an order. Never. So this is the power of creation, this is the power that orders. This, in essence, is how we all are currently. We all have this within ourselves. This is what is called in the Bible the tree of life. At its most basic, this is just an introduction to you understanding how you have more than one body. Body of the moon, bodies of the
stars.
And this is all biblical. You understand that, yeah? So these are different bodies that we have. But unfortunately for us, these bodies are not activated in us. Which would you say are more active in us? Which bodies?
The lower
parts. Those are more active in us. These other ones are not, eh? Like what?
We are good.
We are exactly. We are more here, Malumi. Do you know why we are here? Do you know why? Because all of these bodies are given to us by. These bodies are created for us by whom? Who gave us these bodies?
Mother, Father.
Okay.
So it's Earth.
Earth, another name for Earth would be?
Another name for Earth.
And nature.
Okay. Mother Nature.
So nature gives every animal, every plant, every mineral these bodies. This is why your little doggy Uraf Raf can dream. That's why you can train a dog, sit, fetch, it has a mental body. That's why wolves form packs out of emotions. That's why elephants have memory. That's why dolphins have that intent. All of anything that is in nature, controlled in nature, has all of these bodies. It is not unique to you just because you have a physical body. An animal has it. An animal has a vital body. Just like you can move. An animal has an emotional body. They can cry. You know, including generally. It can think. You can train it. You can train your dog. Actually, that's not a way of training dog. So, having this body makes us intellectual animals. We are still animals. It doesn't make us different from animals, these four bodies. It's a moon. It's a nature. Like, why one alone? Just because you have these bodies, it doesn't mean you are better than Lucky. Give me Luke. You're not better. It's just that you are at a different grade. Koskolo. Marie Santa nearly called it the same school. Ukostan is 8. Wanawaku primary. But we are still all animals. Because to have these bodies, doesn't mean you are unique. You're not special in any way. Not one iota you are special from an animal. The only thing that's difference between you and an animal is just the intellect. Something called the intellect. This is intellect is where we find the I. Yes. The concept of I, me. This thing, do you know what's my creature? McDonald's. He created chicken again. He created the mall. This is your creature, the sofa, the houses. This is the only difference between us and animals. We live in houses, we drive cars, BMWs. A monkey doesn't do that. It lives in the wild, in the jungle. It doesn't have an intellect. But wait a minute. I can actually learn to harness fire by creating branches. I don't need to live in a tree, I can do a house. It doesn't have an intellect, guys. A monkey lives in a tree because it doesn't have an intellect. The only thing that makes you different from a monkey is that you have an intellect. That's all. But you're still an animal. You are an animal because you have not created these other bodies. These bodies relate to the... You only have bodies that relate to the... And they don't belong to you. Hello? These are not your bodies. You know why? You know why this is not your body? So?
Exactly.
Thank you, Soso. You did not participate in creating this body. You didn't choose to have this color skin or that height. Had you chosen not to have the maybe eternal level beyond whatever, you would have created something different if you don't have a choice. But this was given to you because of your karma. Because of your karma. Because of your karma. Because of your karma. Your karma. You got the body that you deserve. So these bodies, we did not create them. They were all created for us. And they were given to us by nature. So what's going to happen?
Biology,
nature. So these bodies, having shot, they're going to go back to? Because they belong to? They are not our bodies. Nature borrowed us these bodies. It borrowed you this body. Even your emotions. Even your thoughts. So if you want to get out of these bodies, say, there is something you have to do. So these bodies have to do with evolution. So your particular body is the highest level of evolution you can ever reach. Beyond this body, if you want to evolve higher, you have to do something. Something in you has to evolve. Sheba, if you want to evolve here, what needs to be awakened in you? The will. Your will on and now is weak. Anything can upset you. Anything can make you angry. Anything. You don't have the will to be in love. You don't have it. Your will is very weak. Anything can make you angry. Anything can make you angry. Look at how weak your will is, how you go check us at the grocery store. And that lady, the cashier, oh, hello, OC. Simple. And your will is turned. Because it is weak, it is not developed. You understand? So, the Gnostic teachings are trying to help us understand, first of all, these bodies that we have, and how to develop awareness. And from that awareness, to not allow awareness here to be taken by these lower energies, these lower bodies. But our awareness, iwele kakhulu to these higher bodies. If these bodies become strong, then our consciousness will become strong. So that is the process of alchemy. That is the process of awakening your own sleeping virtues. You have these bodies as a virtue, as a seed. You have it as a seed. The seed must still do what? Germinate. So this level is what we call a human soul. So until you create this body, you are not a human being. You are only an intellectual animal. You can go to McDonald's, you can live in Santa, but when you go to your internal worlds, internally, in your dream state, you are only existing here. You don't have the capacity to enter into heaven, into the higher dimensions of your own divinity. You don't know it, because that level of consciousness requires you to be conscious. So you can wear all of the spiritual regalia that you want, go to church and tithe all you want.
Sing, praise and worship all you want, as our parents have been doing it for years. That does not awaken your consciousness. The only thing that awakens consciousness is awareness. And awareness in us is very weak. We were practicing. Within us, this primordial is not strong.
Mm.
It is mainly this that is more strong.
Mm.
That is the basis of this work, of this spiritual work. To try and comprehend these aspects of our, we are trying to see ourselves for who we really are. So we are standing in the mirror. So Gnosis is just a mirror. Right, Cheva, we are actually seeing ourselves for who we really are. We don't say, I'm Nakim Zalwan, I've been going to church for 30 years, I'm even an elder, go get again. Are you concepts? We are actually seeing, and you are standing in front of a mirror that is called knowledge, and you are seeing yourself for who you really are. I actually have anger, I actually have greed, I have lust, I'm seeing myself for who, I'm actually a demon. And all of this thing, all of this time I thought I was born again. And the mirror is showing me this. So if the mirror is showing me this, what would you do? Hey, let me work on myself.
Mm.
Let me renounce my evil ways. Let me repent. This is what repentance is. What repent from me when you say I'm going to church, you repent. What exactly? What exactly are you repenting for? I don't go, you guys are repentance. I keep on making more. What actually was that demon?
The
last
of the. It was the last of the flesh. Inputting it short.
So, we understand how the work is trying to get us to that level of.
Yes, yes.